Hello, my name is Frank Campisi, and I'm a technical strategist on the Microsoft DeltaForce team, and I'm here today to chat about cloud computing and Windows Azure with Eric Brown, a practice lead of technology integrations for West Monroe Partners, a national system integrator. Eric, why don't you tell me a little bit about West Monroe Partners?
Absolutely. West Monroe opened our doors in 2002. We're a business and technology consulting firm, full-service firm, focusing on a number of industries. We have offices in Chicago, New York, Seattle, Columbus, Montreal, Toronto, and Dallas. And we have some industry focus in healthcare, financial services, and capital markets. And we'll be talking a little bit about our government work today.
As a systems integrator, you tend to see a lot of unique requests and requirements. Can you tell me a little bit about your most recent project that involved the Taste of Chicago?
Absolutely. The city of Chicago came to us recently, and they're preparing for the Taste of Chicago and wanted to build an interactive map experience for people coming to the Taste. The Taste of Chicago is one of the largest food and music festivals in the world, certainly the biggest event Chicago has every year, with about 3 million visitors, and it culminates on July 3rd with the fireworks celebration. Unfortunately, when they came to us, they had about a week and a half turnaround time, so that was a bit daunting. They wanted to be very interactive for their users, so their users come in, kind of interface with the map, and look up events by day, so they get an agenda for the day, restaurants and locations, what booth the restaurants were going to be at, and search for certain foods they might be interested in.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you used Windows Azure and the Azure Services platform to kind of help solve some of the problems?
It was kind of a perfect opportunity for us to partner with Microsoft because given a week and a half turnaround, we really wanted to focus quickly on the solution for the city and couldn't afford to think too much about the infrastructure, but of course needed to be reliable. So given that we had been talking recently about Azure and you know, Microsoft's solution in the cloud, that was an obvious opportunity for us to do that. And in using Azure, we actually got a solution presented to the city of Chicago, or at least a quick draft of the solution, in 2 days turnaround. By taking our worry off of the infrastructure component and just deploying to, you know, the cloud with Microsoft Azure, the team was really quickly able to focus on the application itself and the interactive experience for the users.
Well, and it's my understanding that you had about 25 instances of Windows Azure running.
Yep. So that was one another key constraint. You know, we needed a hosted solution, but some of the requirements are a little bit nuts for an event like this. You know, we may go from 2,000 hits a day to 50,000 hits a day, and we didn't want to worry about the infrastructure component. Of course, you know, 200, 300,000 hits or more in a month, we needed to think about that a little bit. And with Azure, you know, we worked with your team and we're able to get the application deployed along 25 different instances of Azure. So that scalability was kind of built into the solution right there, and we just didn't have to worry about it.
Now, if you were to use a normal hosting provider, you know, how long do you think that would have taken you to really get 25 servers up and running?
It certainly varies, but best case scenario, we might be looking at almost a week turnaround time just to get things set up in the data center for the hosting provider, imaging the servers, and then we have to figure out how we're going to deploy. And there's just a lot of moving parts that we didn't have to worry about by going to the Azure platform.
And with Windows Azure, you were able to take basically upload your application to one image and then just basically press a button and scale it out to 25, correct?
Yeah, and that went both to staging and production. And the ease of that really allowed us to stay very interactive with Chicago as well. So, I mean, we were constantly releasing new versions of the application to these various environments, and then everyone at the city of Chicago had easy access very quickly to that, and we kept that very kind of agile conversational relationship with Chicago to make sure that we're getting exactly what they were asking for.
Well, and my understanding is because you were able to get the solution up and running so quickly, you were able to add some additional features that were really nice to have for the city. Can you maybe give us a little bit of information about that?
Yeah, and certainly Azure helped with that. I mean, before the week and a half was up, we had some time to add a couple of additional features, and one of them was search tag clouds. So when you go to the website, and we'll show this in the demo, there's an area where you can view the most popular searches. So it gives people coming to the site a really good idea for what's popular at the Taste and, you know, maybe help them think through some things they might be interested in that they wouldn't have originally thought of.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the application.
So here's the Taste of Chicago website, and we can click over to the interactive map we've been talking about. And I'll just go over some of the key features that we were talking about. Like I said, they wanted the map to be interactive, so you can view, zoom in. We're using deep zoom technology and Silverlight here. Look at all the booths, get familiar with the area, zoom back out and interact that way. And then from an event perspective, we can go to the events for July 3rd, and we have the bubbles overlaying the different event locations, Petrillo Music Shell, the Best Buy Pavilion, and so on and so forth. And I want to check out, of course, the Fireworks Spectacular, so I can scroll down. That's going to be at the end of the day at the Petrillo Music Shell over here. And then moving away from the event view, we can look by vendor. So Adobo Grill over at booth 54, right by the Buckingham Fountain. Great location.
So what if I want to search for something like pizza?
Absolutely. Probably a popular search for the taste. We can do a search for pizza here. And then anyone with pizza on the menu, any vendor with pizza on the menu is going to come up here. So I have Connie's Pizza over here at booth 38, and then Home Run Inn over on the other side, on the other end of Columbus here at booth 23. We were talking, too, about the popular searches or tag search cloud. So if I go to this popular searches tab, this is, again, bringing that social networking aspect, and this is overall what people tend to be searching for the most. And we have, what do you know, turkey legs and ribs, hot dogs, of course, another good one for the taste, and so on and so forth.
So a quick little demo, you know, pretty happy with the result, obviously, with a week and a half effort.
Well, Eric, thanks for joining me, and congratulations on meeting the pretty aggressive timeline and giving the Taste of Chicago visitors a great online experience.
Thanks for that. Thanks for helping us through the process.